this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama leaves Monday on his final foreign trip as president. Mr. Obama's advisors expect President-elect Donald Trump will be a primary topic of discussion with world leaders. The president's itinerary includes stops in Greece, Germany, and Peru. German Chancellor Angela Merkel hosts Mr. Obama for talks Thursday. The leaders of Britain, France, Italy, and Spain will be in Berlin for meetings Friday. Mr. Obama spoke to reporters as he prepared to leave.
There is enormous continuity beneath the day-to-day news that makes us that indispensable nation when it comes to maintaining order and promoting prosperity around the world. That will continue.
In his first White House news conference since last Tuesday's election, Mr. Obama said he believes President-elect Donald Trump is not as ideological as people think, and that he will be a pragmatic leader as long as he is surrounded by good people. Mr. Obama said he is leaving the country in better shape than it was when he took power in 2009. Pakistan says overnight shelling by Indian forces across the disputed Kashmir frontier has killed 7 Pakistani troops. The military says the incident occurred in the Bimber sector along with the line of control, which separates Pakistani and Indian portions of the divided Himalayan region. Pakistani troops retaliated. The United Nations says more than 54,000 people have been displaced in Mosul, where an Iraqi military operation is underway to free the city from Islamic State militants. A UN spokesman says the number of displaced people has increased by 6,600 since Friday. This is VOA News. A suicide bomber killed 6 people and wounded 6 others Monday near the southern Iraqi city of Karbala. The country's interior ministry said security forces killed 5 other attackers and that the suicide bomber blew himself up inside a house after being surrounded. A Swedish prosecutor was allowed to enter Ecuador's embassy in London Monday to question WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on a rape allegation. Assange has been taking refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in order to avoid extradition to Sweden, where he faces charges of sexually assaulting a woman. He denies the charge. The questioning is scheduled to continue for several days. China's president has offered the U.S. president-elect congratulations on his recent win at the polls. Chinese state broadcaster CCTV said Xi Jinping and Donald Trump agreed Monday to meet at an early date to discuss the relationship between the two countries. Protests continued Monday in the United States against the election of Donald Trump. Hundreds of students walked out of classes at high schools in Los Angeles and suburban Washington, D.C., following a night of street protests in major U.S. cities. The outgoing U.S. Special Envoy for Climate Change says China and other countries are expected to stay committed to the Paris Agreement, regardless of what the next U.S. administration decides. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has said he believes climate change is a hoax and has pledged to cancel U.S. participation in last year's agreement, in which nearly 200 countries agreed to place limits on global greenhouse gas emissions. At climate talks in Morocco, U.S. Special Envoy Jonathan Pershing said in the coming weeks, officials expect personnel from Trump's transition team to arrive at the Department of State and begin planning the shape and thrust of American diplomacy for the next 4 years. A U.S. judge in Minnesota is sending 3 Somali Americans to prison. The 3 were found guilty of conspiring to provide material support to the Islamic State group. Judge Michael Davis gave 2 of the men lighter sentences because they cooperated with the government. The harshest sentence was given to Zakaria Abdurrahman, who got 10 years in prison. Abdurrahman was stopped at a New York airport in 2014 while attempting to travel to Greece on his way to Syria to join the Islamic State group. Also sentenced Monday was Abdurazak Warsame and Abdullahi Youssef, both of whom cooperated with the U.S. government. Taking a look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed on Monday, and markets in Europe were up at the close of trade. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.